Om Shanti. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, and very heartily welcome to our sweet guests. And also I want to ask you, are you comfortable here, really? But for me, not. Because you sit so far here, there are so many free places, please come. We are family. We need to be so close to each other, yeah? Therefore, please come. And I know this person. Who is this? Of course, it's very, very, very famous persons, very, very famous souls in our Yagya. And this is our sweet Dr. Pratapji. Not brother, Dr. Pratapji. He is very famous also, like Indian doctor and spiritual practitioner who has served as the honorary medical director of our global hospital and the medical and the research center in Mount Abu. You know this center? How often you come to this center? Yeah, every day? Sometimes we come to this center for shop, for juice, or for our doctors, yeah? And who knows this sister? Really? Who is it? She's every day. Who comes to the everyday morning session for exercise? Only 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, because it's also so neat for us. And to be healthy here inside and be healthy with this body. And this is our sweet sister Sujata Ben. She really very famous in our Yagya. And she is certified health day Sevatari, yeah. And she consults many people with like nutrition advisor, like fitness advisor, like trainer. And if you have some problem, you can come to Dr. Pratapji or Sujata Ben. Om Shanti, and welcome.
Om Shanti and lovely morning to the lovely souls. I was just thinking that we are sitting as a very special, lovely divine family, right? Do you feel any official or on a professional level? We feel so nice. So you know, like the day before yesterday, on Bab Dada Milan, second, how Baba said beautifully, the richest, highest, holiest, how fortunate we are. So what a beautiful intoxication. Like no matter how many births, we are in a world cycle drama, and at the confluence age, we recognize or Baba found us. That's between Baba and you, right? That's a top secret. But today I feel very fortunate. Of course, not today, but each and every second of this Brahman life, I feel we all are really fortunate and really double fortunate today. Why? Because I'm so happy to, from your side, from my side, in this kalpa, meeting with the great divine spiritual personality who is front of us. And this Brahman life, at the age of 11, this angel, Baba found him. Although his parents from Karachi, but he not took from, birth in...
Not from Karachi, but from Pakistan.
From Pakistan, okay. So his birth in Bharat. And today's topic, I think the organizing team, I must congratulate to them, such a beautiful topic for the appropriate person. Yeah, it's really nice. Like today we all are going to learn from him, Dr. Pratap Midha. Last 34 years, more than 34 years, he's in Baba's yagya, as Baba made him an instrument for the medical care services. So very nice blend between medical and spiritual. So today's topic, you know what is today's topic? I want to hear from you. Maybe I'm wrong, but I wanted to hear from you. What is today's topic? Why we are here? Altruistic bestower. Caring, giving, compassion. So Dr. Pratha, as his steps, first step, Global Hospital Research Center, first is Brahmin, okay? As a Brahmin, Baba first made him medical superintendent of the Global Hospital. Second step is the director of the hospital. Third step is the managing trustee of the Global Hospital and units. And the fourth step is Baba made him, in his entire 35 years journey, just in Mount Abu Madhuban, right? But I don't want to ask his age, but at present he is the additional secretary general of entire Brahma Kumaris organization. So as this all spiritual levels, right, in the Brahmin life, so Dr. Pratap, I really wanted to ask you, how in 35 years of your journey being here, as the days change, season change, we all grow, yeah? In those days when you came, that time, and today we are in 2026, what is your opinion for the altruistic bestower in Dadiji's days, those days, and now?
Om Shanti. Thanks for inviting me here. You know, the topic is very simple. We all practice it day and night, because Baba has empowered us so much. And yes, earlier we had dadis, and everything we would expect, that everything would be done by dadis and seniors, and we would only receive. They would give and we'll receive. But as Baba says, now the time has come. We all have to become lighthouse. We have to give. Our effort making time for self is now over. Now it is the time for seva. Time for doing your best. Other day, Jayanti Didi was talking in this Baba Milan. She was giving a class and she was saying that now service is complete in Bharat. Every village is reached, in world also, almost all corners. But only thing remaining is that still the rosary of 108 is not complete. Because, you know, it is very important in Brahmin life. It's not just our own personal effort, but effort which we make for the world transformation, which is very important. And now, as Baba is emphasizing that, you know, service through the mind, mansa seva, which is very important. Every thought, every sankalp has to be best. We have to see that whatever we think, it, you know, we know that this is energy, and energy just changes form, it doesn't get destroyed. So if we create a thought of low quality, then again it will remain in the environment. If we create a thought of powerful quality, that would affect the vibrations. So this is the time that we have to keep, you know, that the Mohini Didi was saying in one of the session, that this is the time when we have to keep chart of our sankalps, thoughts, that we need to keep a note that whether I got up Amrit Vela or whether I thought ill of anyone or hurt anyone, but no, we have to keep chart of our thoughts. What are our thoughts every day? How do I begin my day? How do I end my day? Those thoughts are very important. Because those thoughts, you know, we don't have to make special effort. Like, you know, there is normally question is asked, how do we do Mansa Seva? It is not that you have to sit and do Mansa Seva, but we are in constantly in service. Every thought we create, every word we speak, every action we do, we are on the world stage. Dadis, if we saw life of Dadis, for them, every moment was service. You know, once I remember Dadi was not well, Dadi Janki, she was in hospital. And she had asked some of the sisters to see her before they leave. So those sisters came, and Ansaban said, Dadi is taking rest. You can just go and see Dadi. So they went inside. Dadi was sleeping. They just came out. And when Dadi woke up, Ansaban told, Dadi said, why didn't you wake me up? Because I had asked them to see me before they leave. So this is the service which they used to do. So it's now every moment is important for us. Every moment we have to discern and see what is right. Like Baba also says in Murlisna, you know, we need to even know the pulse of the people who are with us. What do they need? If they need, whether they need knowledge or whether they need some vibrations or they need some sakash, we have to give them that. So this is, I feel, our responsibility now has increased. Each one of us has to take up the role which Dadis were playing. Now that's what Baba says, na? You know, our face, the way we walk, the way we talk is going to do service. That's what the time has come now.
Pratapai, as the Brahmin and with the responsibility, like you are managing trustee of the hospital, so this is very personal question. When you walk around, even wherever, how you define yourself, like as a spiritual person and with the authority person, right?
See, the most important thing is everyone is playing their role and they're playing very well. What you need to do is how you can support them, how you really can lift them up. That is your role. You know, Dadi was once saying that when she meets someone, even if someone comes with a problem or anything, she doesn't look at the problem. She looks at the person. So we have to see what is person's role. How he's, you know, this, there can be some stumbling blocks. There can be some difficulties. So, but then the person is, Baba says, even, they have recognized Baba, they are following Baba's Shrimad. How do we really respect them and encourage them? So every time when we meet them, we have to see what is good in them. Last Murli also Baba said, you know, I think it was Murli or it was, you know, the Avek Tisha. It was Avek signal yesterday only. You know, we have to look at the virtues. We have to look at the specialities of the person. That is what we need to do. And then we need to have trust. We need to have trust in our own self also. That's very important. Now is the time when we do something collectively that makes a lot of impact. So we have to collectively make effort to make that impact. Playing roles is different. You can play any role. Dadi Prakashmani, someone asked that you are head of the organization. How do you manage yourself? She says, one thing is I don't think I am head of the organization. If I think head of our organization, I'll have a headache.
Yeah.
She says, I focus on that Baba has given me responsibility and I have to look after the seva, the yajna, I have to nurture it. That's what she used to say. So our focus is that we have to, you know, create an environment where everyone is able to give his best, her best. That is what we need to do. Anyone who is senior, anyone who has been giving the responsibility, like Vijaybhai and Inaban, they have responsibility. They have to see that everyone whosoever has come to Madhuban goes back fully empowered. That is our role. So everyone who comes here, meets us, he should go back refreshed and empowered.
So like you said, that create the environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one more very practical question, how this Brahmin soul actually can continue serving without losing their true values? What the soul should make effort for that?
See, Baba gives us so many, every time, like this time also Baba is saying in Murli, every time when you think of I and my, think when you think of I, think of some Swaman or Swam title which Baba has given us. We are all Master Almighty Authority. Baba says you are Master Ocean of Knowledge. So we all have that, you know, that intoxication. Only thing is we have to, like suppose you cook a new recipe and till it is complete, if you taste it in the middle, it will not taste you good. So now it's the time that we should have the right recipe for our stage. So the recipe has to be, you know, complete. Ingredients are there, but we have to now live those ingredients, and then that's how the recipe would be complete. We'll all be perfect. So it's like being conscious of our own responsibility, our own role, and our role is like Baba. You know, one day in the Sakar Murli, it was there, one of the morning Murli, Baba said that you have to live like, whatever is my praise, whatever are my attributes, have to be your attributes also. So this is what Baba expects from us. No one can in the world today think that they can become God-like. But Baba has given us the energy to become godlike, has given us the education to become godlike. And, you know, bestower, when we say accurate service and bestower, we need to have the discerning power also. Baba says that you have to be in the right, you have to always see who is the one who is going to receive from you. You know, there may be a bhagat. Bhagat would not like, you cannot tell him the way you tell in Jnani Atma. So Bhagat would expect something different from you, and Jnani Atma would expect something different from you. And that's what is seva. Is seva is not just seva, but it is just preparing yourself for different kind of seva.
Like we have a seva, different roles. Some are housewives, Baba's children, yeah. Some are center coordinators, some are having job, business. And especially you have a role of medical and spirituality together. So you carry two major roles, like medical and spiritual leadership and administration. So how do these identities shape your understanding for service?
See, each one of us has to wear so many hats. Even people who are center coordinator, they go and do work also. They have to organize programs also. They have to maybe write letters also. So many things have to be done. So the only thing is we are conscious that whatever we are doing for Baba. We are doing to manifest Baba. That is the only consciousness which we need to maintain. Whether we are doing medical service or even spiritual service, we are on the world stage. And we have to see that whosoever comes to us, he goes back fulfilled. He goes back like the, you know, suppose he's come with a purpose, He wants to have any physical salvation, so that also you have to provide. Someone would come with a spiritual difficulty, someone would come with both, so you have to keep looking after that. There was one brother who was just admitted with us. So he did some blunder. He had a small difference of opinion with someone and he got angry. And you know, he got blood pressure, and so he's admitted with us. So now he's thinking they would send me for punishment. I said, no punishment. You are getting well, you are sick, you should be in hospital, you should be counseled. I sometimes feel, you know, even if someone has done some mistake, we have to look at that, how did it happen? You know, if he has some weakness, we have to help him, coach him, we have to mentor him to overcome his weakness. So, you know, rather than Baba encourages everyone, I tell you, Baba has seen us so many years, we are all effort maker, but Baba only sees us in complete, perfect image, and he tries to revive that complete or perfect image in us.
So like perfect image, what Baba said, like 100%, or Baba gives little concession, discount? Yeah, like 5%, 10%.
See, we have to maybe 110%.
Like people say, yes, I give assurance.
10% has to be, you know, that's what Baba says. He said three words. One is sudden, ever ready, and continuous, consistency. That's why he said. So we have to be 110% ready, that if there is a hassle comes, at least we'll stay at 100%.
Very nice.
10% margin would be there.
So we should go ahead, not 100, but 110%. This point should be noted. As you said, like some difficulties always come, yeah? 100%, no one is there. But spiritually speaking, why do sincere people struggle sometimes?
Sincere people?
Struggles.
Struggle.
Means, sometimes, you know, some people, no effort, but they get everything very easily. But some people, they just make so much effort, days, months, years. But what is your opinion? Maybe their sanskars, maybe their karmic account, or what is that actually?
See, it's like, if we are unrealistic about our approach, then you struggle. But if you are realistic, if you know your goal is clear, then you will not struggle. It is only we need to be clear that what do I want to achieve in life, what do I want to accomplish. And you know, I cannot do everything by myself. I have to take support from the team. I have to speak to people if I want to accomplish something. So it's a collective work. Some people feel they can do everything by themselves, but that doesn't happen. So then, but if we are together, if we are all working together, then it becomes very easy. There's no question of struggle. Struggle is only when we are not clear about our goals.
So, in the Brahman life, main point is that, one of that, we should not struggle. Yeah, so no difficulties. But is there a spiritual difference between sacrifice? And is there a spiritual difference between sacrifice and self-destruction? Self-destruction means, yes, let me explain this. Why ask this question? Because sometimes I'm talking about the health, yeah? Sometimes the person is responsible for their own health, right? So, they said sometimes it is sacrifice. If suppose the person is a diabetes, they don't understand and they mix that sacrifice in that medical treatment. So, what your experience say for that? How we should define for that?
No, we all are very clear. You know, Baba says that what you attain is much more than what you give up. We don't give up anything. See, if we give up something and then we feel that we are doing sacrifice, but we receive so much, it is not sacrifice. We are just giving, receiving so much. If I look at my life, we have received so much, we are so abundant, full. And what we have given up was only which was not useful for us. Whether it was our habits, whether it was the material wealth, or whether it was the lokic relationship, you know, basically I feel it is we have to focus on what we have received from Baba. There's nothing like sacrifice in Brahman life, I feel. Yes, if you give up your time, sometimes you give up your rest, or you give up whatever you value the most. Mostly it is the time and energy which we value the most. Like sometimes we have to give up our sleep for someone who's not well, who's sick, or someone who needs our help. But that is not sacrifice. It is like caring for someone, giving with love. We give with love. At least I have never used word sacrifice in my life. I haven't sacrificed anything. I feel, you know, if you are required for service, it is an honor. You know, if someone depends upon you, asks for you for help, it should be our honor to help or support anyone, because it's our family, divine family. And even outside world also, if someone gives someone, you know, what we call the bestower, or if support someone, some people share their food, some people share their maybe shelter, some people share some clothes or anything, they feel good about it. I've seen, you know, whatever little you do to a particularly, to I would say, to a stranger who cannot come back and return you, that's a great privilege or great do something. Because that is what altruistic is. Altruistic is when you are not expecting anything. When you are not doing anything for any, you know, what is your intention behind giving? When you are giving your time, then you can pity yourself. Oh, it was my time, I have to spend in seva. So some people can think about it, but it is an honor, it is a privilege to be of seva. Whenever some people can always say, oh, I'm not well, I'm sick, I'm not available. But if some seva comes to you, I think we should always be ready to do it. Because it's an honor. We are doing Baba's service, we are helping our family, or we are helping the humanity at large. So we should always feel it is an honor to do that.
So the good karma is like altruistic and the bestower. So how do we move from, as you said, how we serve for the humanity and for the society? So how do we move from I must serve to I serve with awareness? So we should move with the spiritual awareness. So we want, how at your workplace, surrounded with the different type of mentality, yeah? Because the medical profession is like everyone is coming as they have a hope in him, yeah?
See, it's like, you know, the term which we have used is accurate service. Accurate service would depend upon, I'm talking of the lokic world, it will depend upon your skills, your competence, and also the people who are helping you, how skilled they are. That accuracy depends. But in Brahman life, when accuracy comes, it comes, Baba says one thing which is, he has been emphasized, that we should do seva with all three at one time, with the mind, with the words, and with the actions. It should be in unison. It should be in harmony. Whatever we speak, that we should be doing. So that is what accurate service is. Intention behind the service. If I am helping someone, I am thinking it is my duty. It is, I have been asked to do it. then intention is not of seva. Intentions of only doing your duty. There's difference between duty and service. So, like we call it seva. Why don't we call duty whether someone is in kitchen or whether someone is in transport? We call it seva. Because we do it with the heart. Intention is from the heart. How you are doing it. And one is you think it is your duty. So only thing is it has to be done from heart, with love, with care, with all your, all your efforts, all your time focused. We have to be focused on seva. That's more important. Because honesty is something which, you know, our intention has to be honest. It has to be pure intention to do seva. And if I do seva and then I feel someone should acknowledge or someone should really say that, oh, you did so much service. But I think this doing seva is like giving something. So whatever we have, strength we have, whatever inculcation we have, that we would be able to share. Otherwise, you know, what happens is we are doing duty, we get exhausted. Baba says, na, that even if you walk from Abu Road to Mount Abu, but what consciousness you are walking, you will not feel tired. So that is because it's all in Brahma Kumaris, we just know that it is the shift in consciousness from limited to unlimited, from scarcity to abundance. It is with, this kind of a motive which is based on your own self to looking at the whole universe as your family. So that is what the shift of consciousness is there. So everything which we do with a conscious, our state should be aware what we are doing. That awareness should be there. Sometimes we do mechanically, that doesn't really give you that happiness or that kind of nourishment when you do it mechanically. But when you do it from heart with an honest intention and looking at the abundance mentality also, sometimes we feel, okay, if I give this, how would I manage later on? So we have to see. It is Baba's. When I always, there's a always think that whatever is we are using is given to us by Baba, and we are using for Baba. So then this can never. Baba said, you would always get dal roti, whatever may happen. So our dal roti is secure. We are 100% insured.
Right. Today, I just wanted to share that after Amrutvela, I was just staring at the sky, beautiful sky, but graceful moon. And as we see the moon, like it's a full moon, how the moon is like, as you just see moon and you feel that, the peaceful in you. Yeah? So, it's a universal, whether you see moon from any continents on the earth, right? But it's the same. And it's just a best over, right? Altruistic. So, I was thinking that we are Baba's moon. Yeah? Because in 2026 or now, we are just crossing 90 years of our yajna. We are so much, like as Bhaisab said about that, Baba has given us abundance. Yeah, whether you do your seva with the joyful mind or it's up to you. Time is just moving. So Pratap Bhai, I wanted to ask you, like world is moving, we are moving. It just, we are in 90s now of the years of our yajna, trust and unity. So how healthy mentally, physically and spiritually? Because sometimes still people have in their mind, health conscious or body conscious. But you are the great example front of everyone about your health. Even we have some comments that when we see Pratap Bhai, we get peace. His face is cool, calm. So how you maintain your health as a spiritual person?
I don't do anything unusual.
No.
I do. See, it is like we, Baba has told us, again I come to the pyramid, you know, when the pyramid is, the base of pyramid is our spirituality. Rest, everything comes later on. You know, I always feel that morning 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. is my time. Rest of the time is vaseva. You know, something might crop up later on. So that 4 a.m. you have to do your spirituality, you have to focus on your meditation, you have to do your study, you have to chant, you can take notes, you can listen to some class, and you can do your physical exercise also, walk also. But that time is your own time. And okay, sometimes that time also is for seva. It can be very rare thing, but most of the time that is our time. But after 8 o'clock, when you go to work, when you are busy, then Baba only says, you know, Baba has given us so many yuktis. Like, you know, when a phone call comes, you pause and just think of your own being and then pick up the phone. You drink a glass of water, you just pause and think for your own self stage. Sometimes I feel suddenly nothing comes to your mind. I revise by the Murli title or anything Murli. Murli's points you can revise within your mind. Even in traffic control, when sudden traffic control and you're doing, so the first thing is to let's look at the morning Murli if nothing comes to your mind. So it is like, it is our practice. The practice is the most important thing. Normally even in the folklore also they say practice makes a man perfect. The more you practice, the more perfect you would become. And then you have to have his, I would say, these days they call off something like as minimalistic living. You have to see what is important to you, what is needed for you. You know, if you become, store many things or even consume so many things, then it will affect your health. So you have to see what is good for you, what is the minimum you need. You know, in India they say that you should always eat half stomach, you know, you shouldn't fill your stomach. I said, how would you know you are half stomach? When it is full, then you know. So it's like you have to be moderate, you have to know yourself. In spirituality also we know, even in the physical health, you need to know yourself. That when you need rest, when you need a break, how much food you should be taking, how much water. I don't go by any prescribed formula, but I see what is good for me. Whether I feel I need to have a cup of tea, okay, let's take it. There's nothing like that, I must take it. I must have it. There's nothing like that. But it is all, you have to be your own master. Master of your own senses, master of your own thoughts. Self-mastery is one thing which I feel all Brahmins are very well aware of it. So whether it is physical health or mental health or spiritual health, I think self-mastery is there. So self-mastery, you know what, in normal folklore they say that man jeete jagat jeete. If you have conquered your mind, you can conquer the whole world. So mind is essentially is our thoughts. If we, Baba has been focusing these days on waste thoughts, telling us, because every thought has energy. The more we create the thoughts, the more energy we are using. So we have to only do what is good for us only. Even in meditation also, we slow down our speed of thoughts. We focus on that awareness. So I feel we have to have that self-mastery what not to do and what to do. That's every one of us has its own, you know, kind of formula which we can cultivate. There's nothing like fixed formula.
Yeah, it is not fixed
formula. Formula principles are there, but formula is, you have to evolve your own formula.
But tell us that you mentioned about the, in India, like we say, like, eat less, yeah, the half stomach. But sometimes stomach is full, but heart is not. Dil kehta hai, we want to, what is that actually?
Well, you know, as psychologists say, that what we do is sometimes when we are, looking for something, that's only when we are empty within. So we have to see we are not empty within. We have so much, Baba has given us so much that we are full. When you are happy, when you are cheerful, you eat less. But when you are sad, depressed, when you are lonely, then you eat more. So it's like you are trying to fill something from outside which is not inside. You are trying to look happiness outside. But it's like, other thing is, sometimes we start liking a thing, and you feel that, okay, you like a thing, you can eat extra. Baba also, in the yajna stories, they also tell, sometimes when the dal would be good or vegetables would be good, the chapatis would fall short. There they had to tell yajna that I would eat 2 chapatis or 3 chapatis beforehand. So because it's like we have to understand that whatever is good for us, again it comes. We have to have that. It is like our wisdom. We know it is good, suppose paneer is there, it is good for you, like it, but then we know that it has to be shared with everyone.
Like sometimes emotional eating, yeah?
There are.
Yes, and when the person feels very lonely at the, wherever they stay, at house, home, center, so why spiritual person actually feel lonely?
A difficult question to answer. I have no experience.
But I think you understand.
It's like, basic question is, why should we feel lonely when we are connected to Baba? I know, sometimes you are in pain and no one is there to help you. No one is around, you are all by yourself, you may be traveling and your physical health is not good. But I feel if you are able to look after your own self, that is the time when it is a testing time for us. But if we genuinely remember Baba and keep Baba along, the help would come, I'm sure. Help would come from nowhere.
And as the everyone is growing old, right? Why this is happening? Like some people have fear even. How I will be at my last stage, last breath. We want your advice because, as the one part, Shivmani 2 or Shivmani 1, is an old age home. It's a part of the global hospital units, right? It's a senior citizen home. It's a very practical question. Not everyone can come or not everyone can be a part of senior citizen home. They can... what is your suggestion actually? Suppose I am staying in Europe and I know it's my last part of my life, right? So how should I connect with the full maintenance of spirituality and my own health?
See, I would think in that times, like they say that, in old age you should have enough money, you should invest, you should have savings. In the same way in spirituality also, we need to invest, if we care about others, if we give love, share love with others, if we help them during difficult times, help would come to you without any difficulty. Only thing, you need to invest in it. I personally feel this is, you know, if you have been in a Brahmin family and you have been very cooperative, you have looked after everyone very well. I've seen dadis, what they did. They were looked after by love. No one told anyone to look after them, whether it was dadis or was senior brothers, because they had invested so much in our care. They had looked after others. I used to look at Nivebhai, you know, anyone who would be sick and would go to Nivebhai would do best thing, call Banarsi Bhai, call me, call anyone, okay, take him to the doctor, take, if this service is not available, take him to Ahmedabad, take him to Bombay. So he used to care so much. So this is what, how we all, it's not, I'm not saying we're doing this because we would need it later on. But we are doing it with an altruistic motive, with the selfless love. If we look after everyone who's around us in the center or in the Laukik family, people would always look after you in the difficult times. You would not have to even ask for it. It will be forthcoming. Only thing is, when people need us, we have to do the best for them. And when we need them, people would come running to you. So I'm just giving Laukik example. It is basically people who are, they call, what do they call in the business terms, networking. They call it, you know, you have to invest in the, even the medical world today is saying that investing in your relationship, having good number of friends, even boosts up your immunity. If you have someone around you, you know, it's like spiritually also, the more we invest in the service of others, it boosts up our strength also. So, for Brahmins, nothing should be difficult, nothing, we should not fear anything, we should not be anxious about anything, we should know our future is secure with Baba.
Means that is guaranteed.
Oh, guaranteed.
No, very nice. Thank you so much for such a lovely answer. And like we were talking, we are talking still. And yeah, but after 5 minutes, is that okay?
No, we have only 5 minutes. We
no, it's 12:15, no?
12:15, okay.
You want to ask, yes. But I wanted to ask one more, adultric best over, but what about the adultric burnout?
Burnout.
Because it's physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Laukik is a Laukik term.
It is Laukik, but it is related with our day-to-day life.
See, it is only when you feel pressure, when you feel you are stressed, when you feel you are, you know, you are being used by someone, something like that, people feel that we are not getting enough in return and we are being used. So then only the burnout helps. And the best thing, if anyone is passing through that phase, he has to take a pause. We want to, you know, the problem with this society is they want to accomplish too much in too little time. They are racing. They are running. And when you are running, like a racing horse, what would happen? At one stage you will feel exhausted. The best thing is to take a pause, regulate your life, think what is important for you, think what is the nourishment for you. You know, people go for a holiday, they go to club, or they go for a... But the only thing is, what really needs is, we need to understand our own self. Our Baba gives us so much. I sometimes feel even one murli if we pick up, and one murli if you go through. Yesterday's murli was wonderful. I was just asking when I counted, it was 59 times when Baba said, remember me, remember me. And he gave so many yuktis. He said, when suppose someone said, complained that I am not able to remember and I miss it, Baba said, find some time, fix some time, get together, do meditation together. He gives us so many yuktis. So I feel we are so lucky that this old world doesn't exist for us. The old terms also doesn't exist for us. But I know there could be reason, physical health, or sometimes even, you know, you feel mentally low. But that is the time when we need to ask for support. You know, we should ask, we shouldn't feel shy. You know, many people feel shy that if I ask for help, then I'll have karmic account. There's nothing like karmic account. You are asking for help when you need the most. You should ask for it. And you should give also. There's nothing like karma. You know, once there was a sister, she jokingly asked me that you looked after us and you got my surgery done, you did this, so would there be any account? I said, when we are doing with the consciousness that I am looking after Baba's instrument, Baba's family, then why would be I would have any karmic account? So it's like, it all depends upon how we are doing, what is the intention, what is the, I would say, the honest intention is there, I think no karmic account. If we are, like Baba says, if we are healthy, if we command someone, we order someone, then naturally it will be, but if you are not well and if you are seeking help from someone, then there is no karmic account. We should rather express the need. Sometimes we don't express the need. You know, in India we see so many sisters, they come at late stage when they have a sickness. And they feel shy to ask for help. So it's very important whether it is medical help or whether it is spiritual help, we should seek at the right time. So that we should not feel hesitate to seek.
Thank you very much for this very practical answer. One more thing. Sometimes in our Brahmin family, people are just going and going and going. Right? Work, work, work. No rest. And if we ask them, her or him, they said, no, it is like we feel guilty. But how to be have that balance as the Brahmin? How many hours we should sleep?
Again, you know, this is individual choice. I feel, you know, you may be on bed for 6 hours and you may not have that quality of sleep. That's why Baba tells us to clear our mind before we go to bed. And in respect to, you know, again I would say, suppose you are in a center and there is a lot to do, you have to prepare bhog, you have to prepare Brahma bhojan. Seek for help. You cannot tax yourself unnecessarily. You need to seek for help. Ask that you would need so many, like, you know, but you have to plan it well. If you don't plan it well, then you will feel pressure. You plan it well that you need so many hands, you need to do these things. But there are some people whose nature is that they keep working and working. They also need to be educated about it, that they need to take pause, they need to have good rest also. Because suppose Baba says, if your stage is not good, and you are doing service, it will affect the quality of service also.
Om Shanti. Our dearest Nirvir Bhai is the best example of the generous heart, best donor. So, Pratap Bhai, being with him, the golden moments you spend with him, and really, what is your experience in your spiritual and medically, like what you are implement, which what you learn from him?
I think one of the important thing which I saw in Nirvir Bhai and I really picked it up well was his positivity. He was positive in every situation, whatever be the situation. And the other thing was, he was fearless. He would not hesitate to handle any situation. Many things happen in the yajna, but he handled them very well. Baba has chosen him to do so. And he had concern for everyone's, you know, as I was sharing about everyone's health, how everyone is doing. He would definitely do his best. You know, during his last days, he used to tell me, we have to make a 250-bedded hospital. You know, if COVID-like situation happens, where would be people going? His concern, because during COVID, there were almost 3,000 people who were stuck here from Maharashtra, from South. So he said, we need to give them health care. So he says, no, you should bring. I used to discuss with him, no, we should have a smaller hospital, not 250-bedded, it is large hospital. So he used to tell that we should have 16 specialty and 250-bed hospital and tertiary care. So he had some or the other, he could feel that, okay, this would be the need. If you look at the growth of the yajna, whether it is cancer or Shantivan, he was always before time. You know, the last thing which he did was created a space for sisters, Vardhani Bhavan, where all the senior sisters have some nice place to live, nice place to sit, and even their assistants, their place. He created that five-storied building. So he had that unlimited vision, and he had so much love for Baba's yajna, and he never wanted to leave. He said, no, my task is not finished as yet. I need to be here. But then drama is different. But his love for the yajna was marvelous, and positivity. Anyone would go to him, he would take his best. Sometimes, you know, he would come out of his room, and when he'll come to the living, people would be sitting, waiting for him. So he would not sit on the dining table, although it was dinner time, he would go and sit, and we would be waiting for him for maybe 45 minutes, sitting on the dining table, and he is talking to the people. So that was his, you know, I think he used to give more importance, you know, people who have come to see, there might be something important. So it is so his, you know, during early days, we used to have breakfast at 8:30. Then his breakfast was at 9:30, sometimes 10 o'clock, sometimes 11 a.m. his breakfast would be there, like that. But it's like everyone has, you know, kind of a, I would say, his own style of doing seva. His style was seva first and then everything else comes later. Even while he was on the bed, he was meeting everyone, guiding, even looking at the problems of the yajna, everything he was doing. So his energy, physical energy was not so good, but his mental energy was quite powerful. And as I earlier said, he had so much love for Baba, for Murli, for Yajna. That was, I picked up this habit of reading Murli immediately after meditation. And I've been doing it for maybe last 30 years that I picked up. And every time I come back from Madhuban, sit down, have my cup of tea and read Murli. Sometime take notes. That's what I did. That's the habit which I picked up from him.
Very nice.
And you know, in the early days I used to see, even if he was going for a conference or for a class, he'll pick up the day's Murli, he'll read a paragraph and then go to a class or conference, lectures, even for the Laukik people. So Murli was, he used to pay a lot of importance to Murli.
Because for Nirvar Bhai, Baba made him an instrument for create such a big global hospital and research center and units. Pratap Bhai, do you miss Nirvar Bhai?
You miss all the dadis. You miss the whole family. But, you know, it is like everything changes, nothing is static, everything is moving, the drama is moving, every one of us is moving. So.
So what is your emotional strength that Dadis, Nirvarbhai Sahab, Brijmohan Bhai Sahab? Yeah? So what is your emotional strength? How you control on your own emotions being a perfect spiritual person?
It's like, you know, you have to understand, like Baba says, we look at, you know, the whole drama. But we have to understand every soul has a role to play. And now Baba is preparing us for the future. So all these souls have gone for the future transformation. And I feel good in a way that, okay, we had so much time with them, with Dadis. I could move to Madhuban in 91. And I was here, I've been here for last 35 years. I had so much privilege. What I got is much better. Yes, we do miss them. We do sometimes feel, okay, particularly when you have, you know, some decisions to make. You were so comfortable asking Nivebhai or Dadi, should I do this or not? Now you have to take your own decision. And sometimes it may be wrong also. But even if you are taking wrong decision, if Nivebhai was around, I could easily say, I had asked Nivebhai. Okay, no one would ask question. So that, you know, I would say that privilege is not there now.
You can ratify your thing. The all seniors, Dadis and Bhaisa, both Bhaisa, that you mention about the decision making time. So how you make decision now?
Now you can ask Jayanti Ben, you can ask Mohini Didi, but most of the time those small decisions for everything we were dependent upon Dadi and Nivebhai. We would always go to Dadi running that whether we should do this or not, whether I should travel or not. You know, even if you plan to travel, you would always ask Nivebhai, this is my program, I want to travel. He would say, okay, no, don't travel now. We won't travel. We were safe. But now you have to take your decisions.
So now your experience makes you to take decisions.
Experience and committing.
So nice. Thank you so much. And if anyone have any question, I think...
You need to open the question box.
I think someone wants to.
Vijaybhai, you need to open the question box. There's someone to show. Actually, this is feedback box.
Oh, okay.
I thought it is question box. Okay, I think questions can go on.
So,
and we have no questions. It's so, only a chit chat.
It's a chit chat, yeah. So we thanks to our dearest Dr. Pratham. Such a beautiful, nice sharing. Because you know, so many Baba's children wanted to meet him. That is, I'm just giving you, Pratap Bhai, 2 months. Feedback. I also have a right to give you feedback, because they always say, oh, okay, because of so many different role of his, he's occupied with the other commitments. So today we feel like the entire our Brahmin family on the globe, nicely you gave more than 60 minutes with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And we just conclude with our beautiful Om chanting, what our Dadiji's like to chant for 5 times Om. That's it. For everyone's 4 dimensions of health. Just sit nicely, gracefully. Take a deep breath on Om. Oh. last time. Oh.